I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I really feel for guys who are about to be high school seniors, who are trying to go into the fall specifically to get exposure, to get a scholarship to pay for college. There aren't a lot of avenues to get that exposure if your senior season is canceled. A guy trying to fix that is MVP owner Lavoisier Tuinei. He has a 7-on-7 team. They recently won the Pylon Championship in Vegas. And on July 18th, he's trying to hold a combine for Oregon and Washington athletes, Northwest athletes, to try to get them some exposure. Lavoisier Tuinei also, by the way, the offensive player of the game in the 2012 Rose Bowl. He joins me now. Lavoisier, thank you for joining the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Now, see, I did not remember that you never in your career had a 100-yard game. I think your record was something like 90 yards. Going into that Rose Bowl, and then you had like 158 and two scores. What in the world happened, and how good is it to have that kind of performance on a big stage like that?
Man, it was great, but you just have to bring up that stat, though.
So, the last stat's good, man. I mean, you're a good football player. Yeah, I remember you.
We have some good running backs, so you know what we have to do as receivers. But to be able to come out there and play my last game, it was amazing. You know what I mean? Like, I went out there, and I was ready to perform. And it was funny. Me and Josh Huff were talking about it the night before. And we're like, one of us is going to win the MVP, man. One of us. And lucky enough, man, I was able to win it after the game.
Speaking of winning, MVP 7-on-7 went down to Pylon in Las Vegas here recently to compete in a tournament. It's normally a national championship type tournament. Something like 116 teams are there. This year was a condensed version, 16 teams. But the local team from Oregon, the MVP team, took home the trophy. You guys had a player actually tragically pass away. He was on a hike on a cliff and fell into the ocean and passed, Ian Spaulding of North Bend. What did it mean to your program to win that championship, not only for the exposure, but also to win one for Ian, a guy who was a real valued member of your team and your program?
Man, it was honestly, it was a blessing for us to win that for him. All of our kids, they went there with one mission, man, and to win the whole thing for Ian. I was lucky enough to have some great coaches, Matt Quinn, Brendan Quinn, and Malik Boynton, to be able to go out there and lead our team to a victory, you know what I mean? So it was their guidance and the kids just playing for Ian, just having that momentum for the kids, man, it was great.
For you, I know that 7-on-7 tournament, it's nice to bring home a trophy, but as important is the potential exposure for your kids. I want to give that to Oregon athletes as much as possible. Your quarterback's a known commodity. He's Oregon State quarterback commit Sam Vidlak. I want to know what you think of Sam, but who stood out on your 7-on-7 team that helped bring home the trophy? Give us a rundown of some of your top players to give them an opportunity to get some coverage, to get an idea potentially of where you could see them fitting in the college spectrum, deep, you know, NAIA all the way up to potentially, you know, Power 5 conference type prospects.
Oh, wow. All right. We can start with the offense. You know, Sam was probably one of the top quarterbacks in the state. He actually showed his worth is probably more than going to Oregon State as well. So, I'm glad he was able to shine even more at that tournament. We had Noga there as one of the receivers. He also plays at Valley with Sam. We had Hagen Stevenson, who plays at Marist. Jake Newell, he goes to Thurston. He's a big tight end. He's up and coming. And, just all around on the defense as well. Hagen played both ways. He was a corner. We had Dawson Davis. We had Lawrence playing corner. Our linebacker stepped up. Bryce Endel, he played middle backer. We had Devin Brad, who plays outside backer and running back down there for Medford. But we had a lot of kids who were able to step up during the tournament and help us win. I mean, it was great to see our team coming together as one and actually understanding what it takes to win a championship and to be on the same level in every aspect of the game.
We're talking to MVP owner Lavoisier Tuinei, former Oregon star receiver, the offensive player of the game for the 2012 Rose Bowl, 158 yards receiving, two touchdowns. He's also, and the reason we're having him on the air, his 7-on-7 team went down to Pylon in Vegas. They won a 16-team tournament and a championship. Also, he is having a combine event, July 18th for... So I want to ask you this. You're having this at Springfield, Oregon at Les Schwab Sports Park, July 18th. You're breaking it into positions, right? O-line, D-line, then a second session later in the day, more afternoon, running backs, linebackers, DBs, and then another session for quarterbacks, receivers, tight end. How many people are going to this event, and how do you see this playing out in terms of what you can and cannot do? Because the restrictions are pretty serious right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty serious, but we're able to take every precaution with this. We hired a registered nurse who works at Riverbend Hospital out here in Eugene. She's actually helping us out with figuring out how we can make this safe for every kid and having all the parents on the same page on this. So we have around 300 kids who are attending this, about 100 per each group. We're only allowed 100 kids on the field at a time, so we're going to be able to break that up to 50 kids at a time. And we're going to teach social distancing. We're going to have the kids wear masks. There will be hand sanitation stations at every testing drill. And then we're going to have someone who's going to have a monitor for social distancing.
What are you going to test specifically? So if I'm a high school kid and I want to go to this event, obviously there's going to be, if you're social distancing, there can't be like O-line, D-line, one-on-one. So what can I do? Are you guys going to have like an official 40 that you can, you know, an away station, a height station, so at least you guys can get like college measurements out there to colleges? What are you going to try to do to make sure that each kid, when they go there, is kind of getting the bang for their buck from an exposure standpoint? Again, is it an official time thing or is it a showcase event? How are you going to do that?
All right, so as soon as they check in, right when they come in, we're going to have them step on a scale. We're going to get their weight. Then we're going to get their height. Then we're going to get their wingspan. And then they're going to step to the next station. We're going to get their hand size, right? So we're going to get all the measurements on that level. And then when they go into the testing drills, we're doing a laser 40, and it's a hand laser. So this is probably the best laser gates that you can possibly get for testing the 40. Then we're going to do hand times for the shuttle, the L drill. We have a vertical jump that we're going to also be testing. And it's not like a jumping pad. This one's it's a belt with a chip that you will use. And it's the same equipment that the U.S. volleyball team uses. All right, so it doesn't just only tell you they're vertical, but it tells you how much force they're putting into the jumping and how much they're landing with. We're doing a power ball throw test and then the broad jump. All right, and then, but the most exciting part about this whole thing is the position drills. After we test, right, after you show your speed, your quickness and all that, we're going to put it to work on the football field. And we're going to be able to film all the athletes just so they can show colleges how well they can move, how well they can cut, how, like an O-line, D-lineman, how well they can get up and down and move side to side, lateral, how powerful they are moving forward with their punch, all that type of stuff. And I think that's what's going to make a difference at this combine.
It's so tough. In the time I've covered Oregon high school football, the biggest thing and the toughest part of it is for Oregon athletes, you almost have to prove it either through official times to prove your athleticism, or you need to participate in tournaments or events or showcases outside of the state. Because the biggest complaint I get from college coaches if I talk to them about a kid is – He looks wonderful on film. I can't tell totally how fast he is. I can't tell how strong he is or athletic he is because I don't know the level of competition. I imagine the point of getting some of those measurements is to at least take that complaint, that concern, off the table for some of these athletes, because the reality is you can't control in-pad events, but you can control getting them those official times that potentially lead to a scholarship.
No, 100%. And that's the main point. And then that's good that you brought that up. This is a potential. This is to help you just to be able to get noticed. You know what I mean? When it all comes down to like, how well can you play on the field? But this right here is a great potential to be able to get you a scholarship to a D1, D2, D3. Like, and we also have Brendan Huffman, who's coming down, who's going to be there, also checking hand times, doing it himself, watching all the athletes. So, I mean, you can't get any better than that. You know what I mean? The main guy who's going to be able to give you the future or not. You know what I mean?
So if I devil's advocate for a second, what if somebody says, okay, what happens if a kid gets coronavirus? How do you deal with the liability concerns of potentially a couple of athletes getting coronavirus and getting sick, or their parents getting sick after they are, you know, they get it and are asymptomatic? Are you concerned at all potentially about liability issues with this event?
No, not really, because, I mean, we have all our bases covered. We'll have every parent and kid sign a waiver form. They will also, the waiver form is also for the company that we're renting from, that we'll have to sign for too. So, I mean, we have our bases covered. We're also going to be checking temperatures when each kid checks in. No parents are allowed to spectate, so only the athletes who are participating are allowed in, and then the staff, of course.
Perfect. Lavoisier Tounet, thank you very much, man. I did want to ask you that. I didn't want to just give you a free pass, but I really hope this, I really want it to work, because these kids deserve an opportunity to showcase what they can do. And so much of their future lies in how they perform in the spring and summer, and it's been taken from them. And I really hope this event works and leads to potentially some scholarship opportunities. Thank you very much for joining the show. I really appreciate it. And thank you for saving your best for last. We're the home of the Ducks. We appreciate you saving your best for last and helping Oregon win that Rose Bowl.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. One more thing, though. I did this combine for Oregon athletes. It got bigger than I thought it would be, but this is for all the Oregon athletes here, all right?
All right, thank you. All right.
All right,
have a good one.
You too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.